ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
The National Ploughing Championships was a great success last week, and for this week's episode, we'll be meeting one stand in particular which enjoyed great engagement from the public. The Wild Work Programme is a virtual reality experience to enable people to walk through Irish habitats to learn more about the rich diversity of flora and fauna in their area. I met CEO at West Limerick Resources, Shay Reardon, to talk about the project.
The ploughing was a really interesting experience. We, as part of an initiative called Wild Work, which is focused on biodiversity training and engagement with local community groups and various different stakeholders. We had developed a project in the depth of the pandemic as a cooperation project under the LEADER programme. And that project involved a cooperation between ourselves and West Limerick Resources, our counterparts in South and East Cork Area Development, and also with Cavan Local Development Company in Cavan. So we developed a training programme focused on engaging with a broad range of society, be it local businesses, community groups, individuals, schools, and also some of the state agencies, to focus on biodiversity protection, becoming increasingly aware of what we as individuals and groups can do. And one of the, I suppose as part of the planning process, one of the interesting things came out was that in many instances, individuals may not have access to experience biodiversity in nature in the different habitats that exist.
What do people see when they put on the VR headset?
Yeah, so this is, I suppose, has been fascinating. We engaged with a fantastic company down in Waterford called Imagine, who are specialists in developing of virtual reality material. So the key feature here was that we recorded footage of four different habitats in the four different geographies, Cork, Limerick and Cavan, and we recorded the exact habitat over the four seasons. So there was footage taken in autumn, in spring, summer and winter, and you you're able to go in and see a meadowland, what it looks like during the summer, let's say. There's aerial footage where you can look down from about 50 metres high down over the surrounding landscape. And then when you can click down into it, and as you look around, it's like having a set of large glasses on, if you like. You're experiencing it as if you're standing in the middle of it.
So what is the Wild Work Programme aiming to do? Is it to get people to appreciate nature again, or is it for people who own farms who are looking maybe to encourage them to leave biodiverse spaces?
Yeah, I suppose all of that and more. One of the really interesting things that we experienced in the provision of training, and this took place primarily over 2022 with a little bit of training delivered earlier this year, but last year very many of those that actually signed up and participated in the training had never done so and had never been involved in any initiative around biodiversity protection or enhancement in their local area. And increasingly, through our engagement as part of the project, we found that a lot of people are feeling quite frustrated with knowing that there's a climate change crisis, if you want to use that language, unfolding in front of us. But it's at a very high level, and more people are questioning, well, what can I do as a personal individual?
So if someone had a space of land and they'd like to do that, what would you recommend they do?
I suppose there's a range of different things, and depending on who you're talking about. We have had approaches in Cavan through the GA clubs that have a lot of land in their local area and want to see how they might make that more attractive for their local community and be able to maybe manage it a little bit better rather than just cutting grass. So looking at appropriate local species of planting and that comes to the fore. They had done a seed saving initiative in Cavan where they were taking some of the seeds from native plants and wild varieties and using those rather than buying off the shelf, which sometimes while wildflowers and that can be a very topical kind of agenda at the moment, sometimes you're buying seeds that have been imported from other countries and they're just not suitable for our local landscape. But I think for local groups, it's really about exploring, and this was a feature of Wild Work, what's in their own local area, what works, what is attractive, and engaging with people as to what they want themselves as well.
From the farmers that engaged with you over the 3 days at the ploughing, did you find many of them were interested in biodiversity and wondering where to start?
Very much so, and I think not alone just starting, but there's a degree of frustration with the kind of public dialogue that's there at the moment, that farmers are getting quite a negative backlash with everything that's happening. And I think a lot of farmers are doing fantastic work in their own local areas, and there's an instinctive desire to protect the habitat and hand on land to the next generation in perhaps a better way than perhaps even where when they got it themselves, and that growing education and awareness is prompting those farmers to maybe become a little bit more engaged with their local community as well about what they are doing, because in many instances farmers are doing great work but nobody actually sees it or knows about it. So it very much came to the fore that there is a desire amongst the farming community not just to do it but to be seen to be doing it, and I think that's something we'll see more of in the coming years ahead.
And what can farmers do to promote biodiversity? What are some of the recommendations you give them?
Yeah, I suppose many of the farmers are already engaged with the likes of the Acre scheme, which is a new scheme now that's under the current round of agri funding, but we were even talking last night about having to bring fencing in 5 metres from riverbanks and that. That's a very simple measure, but it is so constructive in terms of the protection of water quality and the environs around the riverbank. And there's no shortage of information out there. And I think it's almost a mindset thing to go and seek it out and to apply it. There's any number of different opportunities there to take small steps. It doesn't have to be the big things. It can be the smaller things, like even allowing blackberry picking and appreciating that these are something that may not be possible for the wider community. But farmers can enable that to happen by engaging locally.
To learn more about Wild Work and what can be done to invigorate biodiversity in your area, check out wildwork.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.